God has done all things wisely, well, and lovingly. LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode number 214. This is the daily podcast where we are reading through the entire Bible in a year. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. Fancy seeing you here. In our reading today, we'll read Proverbs 14 and 15, after which I'll have some comments. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we do come to you as your children. For those of us who had good and loving fathers, it's truly a comfort to know you are a loving Heavenly Father. But some of us did not have that benefit. For some of us, even trusting you as our Heavenly Father is a matter of faith. I ask that you allow those in the second group an extra measure of love today. Help us to experience you in a way that reassures us of your trustworthiness. By faith, we know you are, but I'm asking for those that need it. Help us experience it. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, let's begin. Proverbs chapter 14. Every wise woman builds her house, but a foolish one tears it down with her own hands. Whoever lives with integrity fears the Lord, but the one who is devious in his ways despises him. The proud speech of a fool brings a rod of discipline, but the lips of the wise protect them. Where there are no oxen, the feeding trough is empty, but an abundant harvest comes through the strength of an ox. An honest witness does not deceive, but a dishonest witness utters lies. A mocker seeks wisdom and doesn't find it, but knowledge comes easily to the perceptive. Stay away from a foolish man. You will gain no knowledge from his speech. The sensible man's wisdom is to consider his way, but the stupidity of fools deceives them. Fools mock at making restitution, but there is goodwill among the upright. The heart knows its own bitterness, and no outsider shares in its joy. The house of the wicked will be destroyed, but the tent of the upright will stand. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way to death. Even in laughter a heart may be sad, and joy may end in grief. The disloyal one will get what his conduct deserves, and a good man what his deeds deserve. The inexperienced one believes anything, but the sensible one watches his steps. A wise man is cautious and turns away from evil, but a fool is easily angered and is careless. A quick-tempered man acts foolishly, and a man who schemes is hated. The inexperienced inherit foolishness, but the sensible are crowned with knowledge. The evil bow before those who were good, the wicked at the gates of the righteous. A poor man is hated even by his neighbor, but there are many who love the rich. The one who despises his neighbor sins, but whoever shows kindness to the poor will be happy. Don't those who plan evil go astray? But those who plan good find loyalty and faithfulness. There is profit in all hard work, but endless talk leads only to poverty. The crown of the wise is their wealth, but the foolishness of fools produces foolishness. A truthful witness rescues lives, but one who utters lies is deceitful. In the fear of the Lord, one has strong confidence, and his children have a refuge. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life, turning people away from the snares of death. A large population is a king's splendor, but a shortage of people is a ruler's devastation. A patient person shows great understanding, but a quick-tempered one promotes foolishness. A tranquil heart is life to the body, but jealousy is rottenness to the bones. The one who oppresses the poor person insults his maker, but one who is kind to the needy honors him. The wicked one is thrown down by his own sin, but the righteous one has a refuge in his death. Wisdom resides in the heart of the discerning. She is known even among fools. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. A king favors a wise servant, but his anger falls on a disgraceful one. Proverbs chapter 15. A gentle answer turns away anger, but a harsh word stirs up wrath. The tongue of the wise makes knowledge attractive, but the mouth of fools blurts out foolishness. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, observing the wicked and the good. The tongue that heals is a tree of life, but a devious tongue breaks the spirit. A fool despises his father's discipline, but a person who accepts correction is sensible. The house of the righteous has great wealth, but trouble accompanies the income of the wicked. The lips of the wise broadcast knowledge, but not so the heart of fools. The sacrifice of the wicked is detestable to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight. The Lord detests the way of the wicked, but he loves the one who pursues righteousness. Discipline is harsh for the one who leaves the path. The one who hates correction will die. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more human hearts? A mocker doesn't love one who corrects him. He will not consult the wise. A joyful heart makes a face cheerful, but a sad heart produces a broken spirit. A discerning mind seeks knowledge, but the mouth of fools feeds on foolishness. All the days of the oppressed are miserable, but a cheerful heart has a continual feast. Better a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure with turmoil. Better a meal of vegetables where there is love than a fattened ox with hatred. A hot-tempered man stirs up conflict, but a man slow to anger calms strife. A slacker's way is like a thorny hedge, but the path of the upright is a highway. A wise son brings joy to his father, but a foolish man despises his mother. Foolishness brings joy to one without sense, but a man with understanding walks a straight path. Plans fail when there is no counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. A man takes joy in giving an answer, and a timely word, how good that is. For the discerning, the path of life leads upward, so that he may avoid going down to Sheol. The Lord destroys the house of the proud, but he protects the widow's territory. The Lord detests the plans of an evil man, but pleasant words are pure. The one who profits dishonestly troubles his household, but the one who hates bribes will live. The mind of the righteous person thinks before answering, but the mouth of the wicked blurts out evil things. The Lord is far from the wicked, but he hears the prayer of the righteous. Bright eyes cheer the heart. Good news strengthens the bones. One who listens to life-giving rebukes will be at home among the wise. Anyone who ignores discipline despises himself, but whoever listens to correction acquires good sense. The fear of the Lord is what wisdom teaches, and humility comes before honor. Today I'm just going to focus on one verse, Proverbs 24:26, which says, "In the fear of the Lord one has strong confidence, and his children have a refuge." In doing background study on these chapters that we read today that are so full of wisdom, I came upon some notes by Joseph Parker in the People's Bible on just this verse. Here are some excerpts of his comments. "In no book, probably, is the fear of the Lord so elaborately described as to its nature and its application as the book of Proverbs. Throughout the whole of the Bible, the fear of the Lord is declared to be the beginning of wisdom. It's not a servile fear. The worshiper here is not a croucher, waiting in an abject position in order to be noticed by a tyrannical despot. Fear means reverence, veneration, awe, a sense of the grandeur and majesty of the Lord. Not only as that term stands for infinity, brilliance, and attributes of an intellectual kind, but as it stands for holiness, truth, purity, justice, and every expression that indicates moral supremacy. He who fears the Lord is strong in the confidence of ultimate justice. He is confident also in the final exposition of providence, being assured that the way of God to man will be so revealed at last that it will be seen to have been the right way, the only true way, notwithstanding the varieties of the road, the steep hills, the bleak deserts, the stony paths, the cold rivers that had to be crossed in the dark night, the afflictions that had to be endured when the heart and flesh had failed and strength had been exhausted. At the last, it will be seen that God has not given one stroke too much, taken away one treasure too many, or dug one grave too deep. The righteous will be the first to confess that God has done all things wisely, well, and lovingly. A beautiful expression is "his children" in this verse. Here, in the very midst of the Proverbs, we find the sublime doctrine of the fatherhood of God. Here, too, we find that God's children need a place of refuge. They have often to flee from the storm, from the wrath of man, and from an apparently angry nature, for every law seems to fight against them. Blessed be God, when all outward things are marked by an excitement of an apparently uncontrollable kind, as heaving and tossing as if shaken by an earthquake, the children of God can go not to law, but to the lawmaker himself, yea, to the very heart of God, and there can rest in hope and confidence. And while the storm howls without, around the rock of the sanctuary, that holy place can be filled with sacred and triumphant song. Have we really endeavored to find a refuge in God? Beloved, there are many places where the fear of the Lord is spoken of. Remember these words by Joseph Parker the next time you hear the phrase, "the fear of the Lord." What are your thoughts? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. To those of you who are standing with me and praying for our country each and every day, thank you. We believe that the only thing that will right the ship is, as God said in 2 Chronicles 7:4, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land." Beloved, let's stay faithful in our commitment to pray daily for the land that we love. And if you haven't to this point joined us in this daily time of prayer, now's a good time to do it. The more the better. And if you just send me an email at steve@lifespringmedia.com with the subject line, "I'm with you," that'd be great. You don't even have to put anything in the body of the email. This'll just let me know that you're on board with us. And by the way, I won't use your email for any other reason. I'm not going to put you on a list, or I'm not going to sell your address. I would just like to know who's with us in praying for our country. To find out what Bible translation I use today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, episode 214, or just check your podcast app. Have you told a friend about the podcast? That's the very best way to grow the audience and help more people get more of God's Word in their life. Just ask them to go to bible.lifespringmedia.com, or even better, help them to subscribe on their device. Our reading tomorrow will be Ezekiel 43 through 48. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm glad you were here today. Bye.